Superior Service Awards honor AgriLife Extension employees. Texas Border Business. Faculty and staff of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service gathered from across the state and received the agency's Superior Service Awards during a ceremony July 25 in Austin. The Superior Service Awards are the highest recognition given to AgriLife Extension employees in honor of their exemplary service and programming. Service is at the heart of AgriLife Extension and central to our land-grant mission, said Rick Avery, Ph.D., AgriLife Extension Director, Bryan College Station. We celebrate these individuals because they represent the best of our exceptional agency and exemplify the dedicated spirit of education and service that defines who we are. County Extension Agent, Early Career Awards. Megan Glidden, Family and Community Health, Aransas County. Glidden leads impactful, community-driven programs in health, youth development, and early childhood education. She has expanded school wellness initiatives, grown marine education programs, and played a pivotal role in opening the Coastal Bend Child Development Center. Through strong partnerships and innovative outreach, Glidden has increased access to health education, introduced youth to leadership opportunities and career pathways, and strengthened early childhood systems across the county. Christy Keyes, Agronomy, Castro, Hale, and Lamb Counties. Keyes serves as an agronomy agent who provides timely insights through her Keyes to Agronomy newsletter and Ag Mastermind program. She organizes major crop conferences, conducts local crop trials, and actively engages youth through hands-on learning, including the Soil Your Undies Soil Health Project. Her in-person and digital outreach consistently delivers research-based solutions to producers that enhance sustainability and productivity across the Texas High Plains agricultural community. Lauren Strom, 4-H and Youth Development, Comal County. Strom has served as a county agent since 2018, starting as a family and community health agent in Gonzales County before moving to her current position. She prioritizes expanding youth development opportunities and in-school enrichment programs, engaging more than 20,000 students. She serves in several professional organizations, including the Texas County Agricultural Agents Association and the Texas Association of Extension 4-H Youth Development Professionals. Her work through in-school curriculum and leadership development has had a broad impact in Comal County and across the agency. County Extension Agent, Mid-Career Awards. Andy Hart, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Hale County. Hart exemplifies the mission of AgriLife Extension through his tireless dedication to both youth development and agricultural advancement. He leads innovative livestock education programs and countywide profitability workshops, serving both producers and students. His leadership has fostered strong community partnerships, competitive youth teams, and educational outreach that spans from pastures to classrooms. Hart's passion, forward-thinking approach, and measurable outcomes truly reflect the highest standards of service. Danielle Sekula, Integrated Pest Management, Weslaco. For the past decade, Sekula has helped identify new pest problems in cotton, sorghum, corn, and sesame, preventing nearly $900,000 in pest losses to Rio Grande Valley growers. In addition to a pest cast newsletter that she regularly sends out during the growing season, Sekula started a South Texas IPM audio update in 2021, which sends an audio out via text message to 163 active subscribers. Since creating this real-time pest management solution, she has had more than 4,500 listeners to the audio updates. Sonia Stewart Davis, Ph.D., Family and Community Health, Harris County. In 2009, Stewart Davis began her career as a 4-H agent, and in 2013, she assumed her current role. She was promoted to a Level 4 agent in 2020. She programs in chronic disease, physical activity and strength training, food preservation, and early childhood education. Davis is passionate about helping individuals become the best version of themselves by reminding them to be mindful of their health decisions and, most importantly, showing grace to themselves when needed. She is recognized as a respected leader and partner among co-workers and partners. County Administrative Support, Early Career Awards. Karen Jennings, Office Manager, Mason County. Jennings is the heart of the AgriLife Extension Office in Mason County. She exemplifies professionalism, leadership, and compassion. Her 30-plus years of service as a 4-H mother, volunteer and now grandmother reflect deep community roots and a steadfast commitment to agriculture and youth development. Jennings skillfully manages a complex budget, leads impactful fundraisers, mentors youth and fosters strong relationships across the county. Her dedication has elevated local programs and inspired those around her. She is a trusted leader, a servant-hearted professional and a true cornerstone of AgriLife Extension. County Administrative Support, Mid-Career Award. Kathy Ball, County Secretary, B County. Ball has served as the office manager for 15 years, supporting 7 county agents and ensuring continuity, professionalism and care in every aspect of office operations. She manages office operations, coordinates 4-H activities, prepares communications and supports major programs like livestock shows, field days and committee outreach. Ball is a trusted mentor to new agents, a celebrated member of the 4-H community and a reliable partner to stakeholders. Her calm leadership and unwavering dedication uplift the entire county office, serving not only as the administrative backbone of the office, but its heart. District, State Administrative Support, Early Career Award. Lucretia Garza, Administrative Associate 3, District 1, Amarillo. Garza sets a high standard of excellence in her role as administrative assistant to 3 agricultural economics specialists. Her specialists describe her as being their right hand, integral to their success and the person who keeps everything between the ditches. Garza's experience, coupled with a growth mindset, has made her an invaluable administrative assistant. She consistently goes above and beyond, demonstrating exemplary service to faculty, staff, and clientele, benefiting the entire district with her hard work and leadership. District, State Administrative Support, Mid-Career Award. Bell Huff, Administrative Associate 3, District 11, Corpus Christi. Huff has served AgriLife Extension for over 19 years, with the past 9 years as an administrative associate. She plays a critical role in managing travel, purchasing, budgets and events, while bringing warmth, leadership and a team spirit that unites the entire office. She has been instrumental in supporting district retreats, conferences and the transition to new systems. Huff is an inspiration to her colleagues, creating a workplace culture defined by care, trust and excellence. Program Support Award, Hillary Putrite, 4-H Program Assistant, Kendall County. Putrite has led the 4-H program in the county since 2016. Holding degrees from Tarleton State and Texas A&M Kingsville, she focuses on leadership and life skills development, significantly expanding the program's reach. Under her guidance, enrollment, volunteer participation and club membership have grown by over 90%. Putrite has also proudly facilitated over $200,000 in scholarships for 4-H youth, furthering their educational journeys. Her dedication has profoundly impacted the lives of Kendall County 4-H members. Program Specialist, Early Career Award. Callie Klein, Program Specialist 2, Texas 4-H Youth Development Program. Klein is a creative engine and driving force for the Texas 4-H program success. Through consistency in social media marketing and new programs such as 4-H for More and 4-H Day in Aggieland, for youth to visit a college campus, she has driven tremendous growth in the program. Most recently, she launched the official Texas 4-H podcast, Deep in the Heart of Texas 4-H. Her impact within the largest 4-H program in the nation has been both profound and measurable. Program Specialist, Mid-Career Award. J.C. Lewis, Horticultural Sciences Program Manager, Fredericksburg. Lewis has a strong background in sustainable horticulture and climate-smart agriculture. Rising through the ranks from program coordinator to program manager, she provides administrative leadership while maintaining biosafety level 1 lab spaces and ensuring compliance. Her expertise extends to Pierce's disease research, advancing eco-friendly pest management and sustainable farming. Lewis has led projects on vineyard sustainability, raspberry production and agroecological strategies, contributing through research, mentorship and stakeholder engagement and impacting the field with her leadership, innovation and service. Extension Specialist, Early Career Award. Deborah Kelstedt, PhD, Health Specialist and Assistant Professor in the Family and Community Health, College Station. In her short time since joining the agency in 2021, Kelstedt has led efforts in chronic disease prevention, nature engagement and physical activity promotion to improve the health and happiness of Texans. Her achievements include producing 9 peer-reviewed publications, 18 impactful conference presentations and procuring over $300,000 in Centers for Disease Control and Prevention grant funding. Kelstedt's dedication and leadership have garnered local, state and national recognition, promising a healthier future for Texans. Program Specialist, Mid-Career Award. Emmy Kimura, Ph.D., agronomist and associate professor in the Department of Soil and Crop Sciences, Vernon. Kimura's outstanding contributions to agriculture include developing resilient and sustainable programs that serve diverse clientele and leading impactful initiatives such as the Red River Crops Conference. She has secured more than $2.9 million in funding and significantly boosted regional agricultural profitability through her applied research and outreach efforts. Her programs and leadership have benefited cotton, peanut and wheat growers not only in the Rolling Plains but also across Texas and beyond. Recognized nationally and internationally, Kimura exemplifies excellence in service, research innovation and stakeholder impact. Volunteer Leadership, Management. Individual Award. Jennifer Herrera, Horticulture Agent and Master Gardener Coordinator, Cameron County. Herrera joined the agency in 2013, previously working as a county-funded horticulturist. Her superior performance catalyzed the creation of AgriLife Extension's horticulture position in Cameron County. Herrera has advanced horticultural programming, developing a fledgling arboretum cooperatively with Texas Master Gardeners and a local county commissioner. Her spring and fall plant sale events are highly anticipated by Rio Grande Valley residents and serve as a fundraiser for county programming. She has facilitated over $924,000 in grants to benefit horticultural programming in the county. Volunteer Leadership, Management, Team Award. Career Day, Knox, King, Baylor, Stonewall, Ford, Kent, Haskell, Wilbarger and Dickens Counties. Team members include K.C. Jones, Family and Community Health, and Jerry Coppolin, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Knox County, Toby Oliver, Agriculture and Natural Resources, King County, Josh Cowns, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and Joy Self, Family and Community Health, Baylor County, Cody Myers, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Stonewall County, Michael Bowman, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Ford County, Brandon Cave, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Kent County, Kelly Brown, Family and Community Health, Haskell County, Jennifer Trufon, Family and Community Health, and Langdon Reagan, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Wilbarger County, Amanda Spiva, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Dickens County, and Lori Co-op, District Administrator. For 15 years, this team has transformed rural youth opportunities through Career Day, a multi-county event that attracts over 350 seniors from 18 school districts across 11 counties. Tailored sessions, hands-on experiences, and a college fair enhance students' career path vision. The team's volunteer leadership drives success by managing and training 80 to 100 professionals, advisors, and local stakeholders. This sustainable program, fueled by strategic planning and community buy-in, exemplifies Texas A&M AgriLife's mission of helping Texans thrive. Teams Awards. Red River Crops Conference. Texas team members are Agriculture and Natural Resources Agents Michael Bowman, Ford County, Justin Gilliam, Hardman County, Langdon Reagan, Wilbarger County, Corey Whitaker, Childress County, Specialists Pancho Abello, Ph.D., Economist and Assistant Professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics, and Emmy Kimura, Ph.D., Agronomist and Associate Professor in the Department of Soil and Crop Sciences, both in Vernon, and Brent Batchelor, Regional Program Leader, Stephenville. Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension Service members are Jenny Dudick, Ph.D., Cotton Specialist and Assistant Professor, Stillwater, Kimberly Davis, Interim County Extension Director, Walters, County Educators Aaron Howard, Tillman County, and Haley Salmon, Jackson County, and Maxwell Smith, Integrated Pest Management for Cotton Assistant Specialist, Altus. The Red River Crops Conference is a successful multi-state extension collaboration. Using a post-conference evaluation with questions on adoption and acreage, the estimated economic impact of the conference on the Red River agricultural producer was $2.5 million in the past 5 years. The Red River Crop Conference is well received by agricultural producers, industry supporters, and agricultural media outlets. Success is proven by the number of attendees, their willingness to adopt speaker suggestions, and the positive feedback received from the attendees. V.G. Young Institute of County Government. Team members are Peter McGill, Ph.D., Director, Jennifer Ernst, Program Coordinator, and Natalie Hedgel, Administrator, Bryan College Station. The V.G. Young Institute of County Government team delivers impactful continuing education to Texas county officials through conferences, online courses, and leadership programs. Supporting over 6,000 officials annually, their work influences county budgets totaling $25.8 billion. They've successfully led major events, including the seminar for newly elected county judges and commissioners, the Property Tax Institute, and the County Auditors Institute. Their exceptional coordination and trusted partnerships have made them a statewide leader in county government training. By generating significant program revenue and strengthening relationships with counties, their efforts continue to enhance the visibility and value of AgriLife Extension across the state. Birding with AgriLife Extension team. Team members are Emily Grant, 4-H and Youth Development Agent and Birding with AgriLife Extension Program Coordinator, Gillespie County, and Liz Tidwell, Wildlife Program Specialist, Uvalde. Since its establishment in 2017, the Birding with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension team has been committed to advancing knowledge of avian ecology among both landowners and bird enthusiasts. Their mission is to disseminate practical bird management strategies tailored to landowners, which not only complement working land practices but also enhance bird habitats. By facilitating constructive dialogue and collaboration between birders and landowners, Birding with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension serves as a bridge between conservation and agriculture, fostering mutual understanding and cooperation in the pursuit of sustainable land management practices. Texas 4-H Virtual Sport Fishing Program. Team members are Program Specialists Jerry Lynn McSwain, Ph.D., 4-H and Youth Development, Overton, and Larry Highsmith, College Station, and County Agents R.J. Shelley, Coastal and Marine Resources, and Emily DeForest, 4-H and Youth Development, Calhoun County, Matthew March, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Waller County, and Caitlin Slover, 4-H and Youth Development, Cherokee County. The Texas 4-H Virtual Sport Fishing Program offers 4-H members and Clover Kids an annual instructional and competitive opportunity. Regardless of where they live in the state, this program aims to educate young people about sport fishing and the preservation of fresh and saltwater fish species and resources. It also provides a means for youth to get outside and enjoy nature with family and friends. Founded in 2015, this program has reached over 2,100 youth and has steadily expanded under this team. Ideal Team Player Award. Denise Goebel, Family and Community Health, DeWitt County. Goebel epitomizes the ideal team player. As the Family and Community Health Agent in DeWitt County, she is humble, hungry, and smart. She is a behind-the-scenes, get-it-done champion who takes no credit, follows through, and is often the first to arrive and the last to leave. From community partnerships driving local programs like Hometown Harvest to serving as the longtime treasurer for the district's agents association, she is known as someone others can count on. Emerging Needs Individual Award. Lonnie Jenschke, Agriculture and Natural Resources, Erith County. Jenschke has elevated the Pasture to Packer program into one of the state's leading educational initiatives. This hands-on program immerses youth in every aspect of beef production, from project planning and securing loans to steer selection, feed ration formulation, management, and marketing. It addresses the real issues facing modern producers, emphasizing food quality, consumer trust, and market challenges. This program is uniquely inclusive, welcoming participants from both rural and urban backgrounds. It offers a comprehensive experience that prepares the next generation for success in the beef industry. Emerging Needs Team Award. Junior Master Gardener Kyrgyzstan Team. Members are Lisa Whittlesey, Senior Program Specialist and International Coordinator, and Randy Seagraves, International Program Curriculum Director, Junior Master Gardener, Ali Wittig, Program Coordinator, and Jayla Fry, PhD, Horticulture Program Specialist and Assistant Professor in the Department of Horticultural Science, Texas Master Gardener Program, Melissa Smith, Graphic Designer 3, Lexi Foster, Multimedia Project Specialist, and Arian Ishdorge, PhD, Regional Director and Associate Professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Elizabeth Tabares Villarreal, Research Specialist, and Nancy Patronella, Business Administrator, all in the Borlaug Institute, and Chinye Zhang, Doctoral Student, Department of Agricultural Economics. This team was instrumental in adapting the Learn, Grow, Eat and Go curriculum of the Junior Master Gardener to Kyrgyzstan's cultural and climate conditions while also addressing critical nutritional and education gaps. In collaboration with the Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture and Development, the project trained 539 stakeholders and engaged 1,699 students across 31 schools, integrating fresh garden vegetables into school meals and improving students' knowledge and gardening skills. Its success led to approval for nationwide implementation, with the potential to benefit more than 2 million Kyrgyz students. Distinguished Career, Support Staff. Amy Acosta, 4-H and Family and Community Health Office Administrator, Taylor County. Acosta is the heart of the Taylor County 4-H program and a shining example of dedication and selflessness. In her nearly four-decade career, she has brought energy, passion, and professionalism to her role. Her exceptional organizational skills and warm, welcoming presence create an empowering environment for colleagues and the community. Acosta's influence extends far beyond her job duties, as she consistently goes above and beyond to support youth and ensure program success. She is a true leader and role model. Distinguished Career, County Agent. Shay Nebgen, Family and Community Health, Gillespie County. Nebgen has served as a county agent for 29 years. She began her career in 1996 as an assistant agent in Matagorda County, later working in Blanco County before relocating to Gillespie County in 2002. She has contributed to the family and community health programs through her outreach in food safety, childcare education, passenger safety, health and nutrition, career exploration, and 4-H and youth programs. Nebgen has previously been honored by the Texas Extension Association of Family and Consumer Sciences. Distinguished Career, Extension Specialist. Randy C. Graves, International Program Curriculum Director, Junior Master Gardener Program, Bryan College Station. C. Graves has played a vital role in the development of the Junior Master Gardener Program, which began in Texas 25 years ago and now serves over 1 million children annually across all 50 states and internationally. He leads educational content creation, oversees curriculum design, and develops online training and professional development for educators. He has built partnerships with nonprofits, industry, and government agencies, while contributing to grant writing and program evaluation. C. Graves is a key figure in shaping youth education in gardening and environmental science. Distinguished Career, Middle Management. Peter McGill, Ph.D., Director, V.G. Young Institute of County Government, Bryan College Station. McGill has dedicated 26 years to the agency. A former county agent, he has been recognized for developing impactful agricultural programs and advocating for AgriLife Extension's role in Texas communities, helping thousands of officials and producers meet evolving local and statewide challenges. In his current role, he has expanded educational programs for county officials, launched statewide conferences, and secured partnerships that generate nearly $90,000 annually to support training efforts. His leadership continues to directly benefit county elected and appointed officials across Texas. Agency Leadership. Monty Dozier, Director, Disaster Assessment and Recovery Unit, Bryan College Station. Dozier has been a dedicated leader within AgriLife Extension since joining the agency in 1984. With over a decade of experience in emergency management, he has played a central role in the development and success of AgriLife Extension's DAR unit, which he helped establish in 2019. This unit is the first of its kind among land-grant institutions nationwide, setting a national precedent for emergency response infrastructure within the cooperative extension system. Dozier is a respected leader whose career exemplifies what can be accomplished through teamwork and dedication to the greater good.